Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Thursday morning, we are ready for the weekend. We are ready for Hot Wheels weekend in Marysville. Joining us right now, a couple of the organizers of this, and really the main organizers, three of you, Chris Troy and Mike Deason. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Paul.
I mean, it's amazing how small your committee is. You would think, you know, you've probably got dozens of people, and you entail, you know, enlist people here and there, but I mean, by and large, you're the guys.
Well, we kind of focus on what we do. We've kind of parted the ways of Pat Shirky, who's our third, takes care of a lot of the paperwork, the contracts, the interaction with the city. Mike knows a lot of the businesses as part of the Marysville Business Association, so he's out there helping get sponsors, and I take care of all the entertainment.
Mike, what did you envision this being when you first approached Chris all those years ago about creating Hot Wheels Weekend?
It started out organically. We wanted a car show, but wanted to do it different. We had talked years prior that he wanted to do sort of an Americana Fest throwback kind of thing. And when we were with the business council meeting, you know, it was just wheels turning in my head. And I thought of Chris and what we had talked about years before, got a hold of him, and just kind of went from there, and it exploded.
Yeah, I mean, it really has exploded. Is this kind of what you envisioned, Chris?
You know, it's bigger than what I've expected, honestly. I always joke with Mike and everybody. I say, you know, I'm almost afraid of trying to put a size 12 foot in a size 8 shoe. You know, it keeps growing every year, yet our numbers don't grow. I mean, it's still the three of us.
Yeah.
And it, which puts the pressure on getting more and more sponsors, things got to be paid for, like Port-a-Johns and barricades and all these things that the bigger the show gets, the more you need, the more money you need. So it really, it's grown much faster and bigger than I ever thought it would.
But, I mean, I would think that the people that sponsor it, the business owners, the business community in Marysville, has got to be pretty pleased with the results, huh?
Oh, absolutely. They love it. They love seeing their names up there. They get mentioned so much, and even when they're in the park, we'll call them up on stage and say hi to them. They love that interaction. They love that it's not just give me your money and see you later. No, we're very involved with them. We get personal with them. And
it brings a lot of people to Marysville who otherwise probably wouldn't come to Marysville, Michigan on the last Saturday in August, right?
Well, that's the whole idea. It's not, yes, it is bringing, you know, for the community and a community event, but it's also exposing the tourism, the river, the park, everything about Marysville and what it has to offer and getting people in. And we're doing it internationally now. Yeah. Numerous states, multiple countries.
Yeah, that's great. When you talk about how this has exploded, kind of give us a sense of what you mean by that.
When we first started, our headliner was the Twistin' Tarantulas, which was a Detroit band. We just had a little bit of a stage extension. We had no roof, no this, you know. And it was so funny because the first night of that event back 2016 was the cruise. And we expected maybe 100 cars and what, Mike, 600-700 showed up. And Tom Koenig, who's the safety chief down there in Marysville, came driving up to us and said, okay, guys, what's your plan to get this cruise started? It was one of those things we never even thought of, Paul. Yeah. We just, okay, we're going to do a cruise. We'll have 100 cars. And now we're to the point where we have, like, Big Sandy and the Fly Right Boys. We had Mickey Dolenz last year. These celebrities, these artists who are, it's funny, I talked with Big Sandy yesterday, and I said, you know, one of the best things of putting on this event is that, as the entertainment director, I get to see bands who have always been on my bucket list. And the fact that I get to see them in my hometown just changes the game for us.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a lot of work and all that, but it's also a lot of fun, too, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I always say the best thing is when the headliner says, thanks a lot, good night. For me, that's always the, right. Whatever could have happened, we solved the problem, we move forward.
Yeah. So it starts Friday, right? Friday evening?
Correct. We have the cruise on Friday. It starts at the Village Green Plaza, 5 o'clock-ish. Mm-hmm. People start lining up 3:30, 4 o'clock. But it starts between 5 and 5:30. We finally get everything organized and get it started. Mm-hmm. Shirky Electric provides an actual traffic light in the parking lot, elevated up, and sets it off at that point with police sirens and
cool. And then
the drive-in movie theater right at dusk, which is The Last American Hero. the 1973 movie about Junior Johnson, who was a big NASCAR driver. And then we move into Saturday, which is the car show. Cars can start arriving at Marysville Park at 10 o'clock. Show officially starts at noon with our national anthem sang by the one and only Mr. Ed Stevens from the Los Gringos Band. So we got a lot of people excited to come see him do the anthem. And then all day long, live entertainment, pinup grill contest. And Tom Wopat, who was Luke Duke, will be there signing autographs as well as getting up and doing a couple numbers.
Fun. Nice guy, by the way, Tom. We talked to him earlier this week, and he's excited to come.
He is. You know, it's funny. There seems to be, we figured out there's this little buzz out there in the entertainment community and the music community about our little show. And people always say, hey, if you get a chance to do it, because they take good care of you. It's relaxed. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. We look forward to it each and every year. How many years has this been now?
This is our eighth.
Wow.
Would have been ninth, but we had COVID right. One year. Yeah, so this is our annual eighth show.
There you go. Well, good luck. Have a great weekend. And where can people get more information? Do you have something online?
MarysvilleHotWheels.com or go to our Facebook page. And we've had a lot of people ask us about the weather. The weather's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
But we say this. We offer 100% money-back guarantee for our free event if it rains.
There you go. Yeah, you get what you pay for. That's something we should point out. This is free. I mean, you can come to Marysville Park. You can hang out all day, look at some cool cars, enjoy all the entertainment, and not have to pay a dime for it.
Yeah, the other thing that's important to mention is if you are coming to the show and you're not driving a show car, you need to park over at Marysville High School and then take the shuttle across. Dean Transportation, the Port Huron Museum, and Council for Aging are all providing vehicles to shuttle people across Boucher Highway to keep everybody safe and have a good time.
All right, good to know. Guys, thanks so much. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having us, Paul.
Mike Diesing and Chris Troy with us on WPHM. It's 19 past 8 o'clock now.